Radio Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We got a Dorsey Eye legend in the building with us right now, West man. Shouts out to the one and only. He's back. He's in the flesh. Nah, nah, man. Welcome back, brother.
Man, thank y'all for having me, man. I feel like the third member.
Yeah,
I
mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah. Chop it up with you. Damn, we're going to shoot you down. Hot Take Head, as you like to call him.
Hot Take Head, man.
New project.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, first and foremost, thank dropping you. This. You gave us a nice little eight piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got Kent Jams on there. You
yes,
got
sir.
Garen. You got Ray Khalil.
Yeah.
And who am I missing? One other person. Buddy.
Buddy,
yeah. How can I forget Buddy, man?
That Buddy song hard.
Man, talk to us about this project, man. What are we getting right now? Now, I want to go with the cover as well. So explain the title, the meaning, the cover, all that, bro.
Yeah, so, you know, the name of the project is called From the District to the World. It's, honestly, it's a project for you, for me, for us. Mm-hmm. It's a project for home, you know, for us, and it's by us, you know. So that's why you see every feature on the project is Southern California based,
nice,
you know,
nice.
It wasn't even intentional. It just so happened to come together like that. But, you know, it's just me kind of giving the stories and, you know, just the life and times of, the people that come from where I come from, my story, you know, and, really taking Los Angeles around the world with me, you know what I'm saying? Putting people up on our get down. That's why on a cover, you see myself and kids. And, the reason why you see that is because when I was going into making this project, I just wanted to be as free as possible. That's why, you know, when you listen to it, I feel like no two songs sound the same.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, you got, I mean, with C3, you know, he's free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
As a kid, he's free.
Yeah,
he probably say whatever he want.
Absolutely.
He does whatever he want. He says whatever comes to mind.
Sometimes to a fault.
Sometimes
you know
to a fault.
He'll be in a grocery store. Yeah. He'd be calling anybody that looks slightly older, he'll call him grandma. I'm like, you can't say that. Like, there's certain things. But I get that. And when I was looking at the cover, I'm like, okay, I automatically thought of meditation, but I saw kids. So I'm like, is he teaching the youth? Like, what's going on? So I kind of get that.
It's a little of everything. It's you know, just representation of me creating from a free place, you know. But also, I feel like the body of work is a masterclass in putting people up on LA and our get down.
Mm.
That's why, you know, it's very intentional.
Yeah,
know? So,
sure.
That was, like, the idea behind it.
I want to know, from the last project, Save Yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then From a District to the World,
mm-hmm.
the difference between, because I noticed, like, you have a certain style.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I don't know if it's storytelling.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, like, but I don't know if it's, like, specifically storytelling, because it's still from, like, you can tell a story, like, you can tell a story that happened, but then you can also tell a story from that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Almost like both, like a duality, right?
Yeah.
So, from Save Yourself to From the District to the World, what's the difference in Nana as an artist, as an MC?
I would say, honestly, just really showcasing every side of me, because with a song like The Frequency and Bet It Back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite song, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Bet It Back.
I remember when I first played it for Head in the studio, I was like, I was like, before I even played it for him, I was like, this is his frequency watch.
He's like, I know.
As soon as I played it, he was like, run that back.
Right.
He didn't do that
What's
with no one.
So
he was like, hey, run that back.
Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah. But that feels like Los Angeles. Like, I just wanted to give people every side of me in being able to showcase the versatility in the storytelling.
Mm.
You know, even with the song like that, you know, I could still jump on that type of frequency and, you know, really give a story. I feel like there's, like, people feel like if you're telling a story, it has to be on a, you know, a certain type of wavelength. Like, I'm with this project, I'm like, I'm able to tell a story on
a slap.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. On a slap, you know.
I want to stay on Bet It Back. Okay, you have a line in there where you say something about you don't tag her because you probably tag one of her friends.
Yeah,
something like, how does it go?
I said, and she don't tag none of her friends because I probably tagged one of her friends.
Nah, okay. I'm out here running the streets.
Not out here getting it. You out here getting it in?
Nah, man. I'm chilling,
man,
bro.
He got
chilling,
the
bro.
He got the cornrows and just start going wild.
I be chilling.
You out here dirty digging?
Nah.
Whoa.
Bro.
That's
man,
crazy.
I don't take head. About that.
So, I'm chilling, man.
So my question is, so you said she don't tag her friends because I probably tagged one of her friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I go through this, too, on the gram, right, as far as Instagram.
Yeah.
Some of my own girls, I don't tag them.
You don't tag them, yeah.
I don't tag them. And the homies be like, bro, why you ain't
tagging? Why you ain't tagging? Why you ain't tagging?
Right. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
Shut up. So he always be like, I'm married. I've never seen women before in my life.
I don't get the reference.
Yes, you do.
Why would you want to? Why would you not?
Bro, shut the fuck up. He always do that shit. Every time we get around
she's
women, he's like, well, I don't know nothing about no women.
She's in the picture. Why would
women? What is a woman? Get the fuck out of here.
Species.
Anyway,
you speak of.
As far as like don't tagging them, do you practice that as well? Do you be with homegirls? You don't tag them, or you on the same type of bullshit? You don't have no homegirls.
Nah, listen. I tag all my homegirls. I'm like
all
hey.
Of them.
Yeah, because
I have.
You hear this? Yeah! I'll tag them all! Because
I'm like, hey, man.
Because I have a post right here where there's a woman who you didn't tag that I was trying to figure out.
Wait,
I'm fucking with you.
I'm like, wait, huh? I'm like, wait, huh?
No, but so the point of me bringing that up is you probably tagged one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, do you believe in monogamy?
Yes.
You believe that. Do you believe that monogamy is natural?
Yeah, I mean, the way that I was, like, raised and brought up, yeah.
That's not what I asked about the way you was raised.
I believe that, yes.
You believe that monogamy?
I believe that.
Okay. So even though there's really no other mammals other than penguins who practice monogamy, you believe that it's something that's natural that we should do?
I'm not saying that we should do. I'm saying that's how I live my life. You
so
know
you
saying?
With the monogamy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, you good. You're good. You're dodging the bullshit. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Dodging what bullshit? He said it in a rap song. I got a gang of his raps right here. Let's move on.
I love it, yo.
Let's move on. Okay. In the song on the album, okay, in Real.
Mm.
Shout out to Ken Jams. Ken Jams, speaking of which,
fire.
Ken Jams kind of gave me Anderson .Paak vibes. Was that what y'all were going for?
It's funny. Like that, I felt that too. Yeah, that's so crazy that you said that. When he did that song, I definitely felt like, as a matter of fact, when Khalil made the beat, I felt like that automatically. And Kent just got, when we created that, he just went in there and he freestyled all of that, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it took him. This was last year when we made that song. It was during Ramadan. He couldn't pull up until, after 7? You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, yo, I ain't eat nothing yet, blah, blah, blah. Like, and he was like, man, fuck it. I'm going to just come in there and I'm going to eat after. He came in there and I want to say within 30 minutes, he was mumbling. And then the mumbling turned into actual words. And then that's what we...
Because when I was listening to it, it made me think of Rich Nigga Problems from Cordae,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah,
it was like the back and forth.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was kind of... It was dope the way they did it.
Yeah.
But speaking of... What?
No, I was going to say, so when you see somebody style like that, because something I saw, and I think it was from the short film, I don't know if this is an accurate depiction or whatnot, but do you actually write your rhymes out or do you kind of...
I write them. Yeah,
okay.
I write them.
Pen and pad.
Yeah.
So no phone, nothing like that.
Sometimes.
So when you see somebody that comes in and does it that way, does it intrigue you to say, okay, let me try that? Have you tried to do it before?
I have tried to do it. I think for me, like
Nana is a mumble rapper.
Damn, that's crazy. You see how you doing?
I take it.
Go ahead, good.
Come on.
Damn. Nah, but I try to. Like I try like, you know, just to, you know. See if I could do it, but like I'm really like old school with it, pen to paper.
So even if like I'm talking, I made fun of, but like people do and they hum the melodies and the rap and the cadences and stuff like that, and then they fill in the words. Tried that and they don't work for you.
Sometimes it do, like you know, it does in a sense of like creating just like a flow, like you know what I'm saying. Like
pockets.
If I want to create a pocket, I'll do it, and then. From there, I'll just study the pocket and then just fill in the words and write. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But staying on real, you talked about being picked on.
Yep.
Were you bullied?
A little bit.
Like in school or in the neighborhood? Or
like first day of school, they always be like, you know, the teacher would be like, Nana's, Nana, Nana, or Nene, or they be like, Nene, what type of name is that?
Right,
you old
right.
African booty scratcher. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so it was like that. But yeah, I ended up like, you know, being cool with, you know, a lot of the folks that I for me, that's why it was important for me to go by my name, because I felt like it was like, you know, the chink that I felt that I had in my armor. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just wear it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to embrace it. Right. Like, this is who I am. You know? Like, how can you use it against me if I'm embracing my birthright? You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's the whole thing. And that's why I was going with it. I thought that's what it was, too. Because the way you said it, it was like, it wasn't like you were being, like, punched on. It just felt like people were picking on you because of who you were.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Living in your truth. But I like what you said about owning it and creating power around it.
Yeah.
Because, like, my homies just wouldn't call me Aaron. It's like, nah, nigga, your name is Head.
It's like, all that you Head.
I'm like, bro, call me Aaron. They're like, nah, I'm you Head.
And then you know, like, you know what?
Yeah,
you know, fuck it. That, fuck it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing you said, you mentioned about doing Uber to kind of make ends meet, right? Now, I know you have a crazy story as an Uber driver. Have you seen, what's the wildest thing that you've seen in the streets?
It was really, honestly, it was really Postmates.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It was really Postmates. And like, for me, I'm a keep it a band with y'all. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all.
You hate the food.
I used to eat the food.
I knew it!
Bro, I hate
it.
You know what?
We talk about it all the time.
No, but listen though. On some real shit though, I really hate niggas like you, bro.
What?
Okay. That shit bothers the fuck out of me, bro, because it's always somebody eating your goddamn food, bro.
Okay, so
I be hungry as fuck, people like him.
Explain the process. Like, would you take
I don't give a fuck. I ordered the food.
Would you nibble on the food or like take a lot, like explain the process and how you would go about doing it.
If you ain't come down in time, you know what I'm saying? Like if you got a certain amount of time.
What's the nine hour window?
Man, you got a good 5 minutes.
5 minutes to you come got grab a good my food? 5 minutes.
Probably less than that, depending on what hood you in.
Exactly. I might not even stop. I might just be like, all right, they didn't come out. Yeah. You know, tell Uber to charge it to the game.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I got Fat Sal's on the way to my next mission.
Wait a minute. Okay, so look. All right, so see, this is the shit I be talking about. Listen.
Hey, man.
Hey, white people. We need a way to figure out where niggas can't eat my fucking food. Because I be hungry. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway.
They've evolutionized it.
They've evolutionized it.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We're going to let that fly. All right. They've evolutionized it.
They revolutionized it. They start putting the seal on it. You know what I'm saying? Start putting the seal on the food.
But you knew how to get around that.
Nah, that was before.
You know what I'm saying? They got smart.
Okay, so have you ever fucked with somebody food and then they came and you had to give it to them?
I ain't even gonna lie,
All right, so would you eat the fries?
Yeah, it was just the fries.
So you had, how many fries did you have?
They had a lot of fries, bro. I ain't even gonna
get the fuck out of here, bro.
They had a lot of fries.
It was tipping over. So it was like, they ain't gonna miss this.
They had a lot of fries. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never drink nobody. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't drink off the rim?
Nah, I ain't never do that. You know, if it was something that I could like pick without touching the rest of it, you know, yeah, I was.
Run it.
I was dibbling, dabbling.
So how many fries did you eat?
Man, I was broke, bro. I was like, you know, it might have been half.
You ate half of their fucking fries.
It might have been half.
He's evolutionizing a meal.
Depending on how hungry I was, and you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. You working. You broke. I get it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bro, okay, all right. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to let it go.
It didn't happen a lot. You know what I'm saying?
But it happened.
Like, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, I'm going to let that go. That's when did you ever feel bad?
That's when you answer the crickets. Bad. I mean,
I'm going to keep it real with you. One time, I was so happy I did it. I was like, I should have ate more of that shit. Because, excuse my friends, but you know what I'm saying? The person that came out and got the food was such a bitch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. I should have took a bite of your fucking burger too. Man, listen.
I'm glad I got what I got.
Yeah, hell yeah. I was like, man, I'm glad. You know what I'm saying? I should have drove off with it, but you know, okay,
let's peel back a layer real quick.
Okay.
Let's break one rule.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Let's break a rule here.
Mm-hmm.
tell me, if I wanted to deliver Postmates right now, mm-hmm. how can I keep somebody's food mm-hmm. without them knowing, drive off with it, and then they got to just get their money back or get a credit? How does that work?
You just drive around the corner and act like you in front of their spot. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, I'm here. They like, oh, I can't find you, blah, blah, blah.
But it tracks you and shows where you're at. So if you're around the corner.
It does.
That don't work.
It does. Damn. That's a good question. I'm not an experienced.
So when you, but when you did it, like, when you did it, you had to like, so when you kept somebody food, like if they didn't come out in 5 minutes,
yeah,
you would just drive off.
I'm out.
And so how do you end with it? Like, how do you?
I just cancel it. You know what I'm saying?
You can cancel it on your side
before. I don't know how it is now, but yeah, before, like, you know, I was able to,
after,
like,
you pick up my food, you can cancel my order.
Yep.
That's,
I'm not here.
Yeah. I've seen in some instances where they'll cancel it because they say either the order isn't ready or it's may not be enough money for you to make. So it's like, nah, I don't want to pick that up. Uh-huh. So if somebody already, I can see what you're saying. If you've already picked it up, you can say, oh, nah, it's not enough for me to make or whatever, and cancel that order.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
how it be, man.
I'm going to let it go.
They about to change all the rules after they see this. They're going to put more restrictions. They're going to get even smarter.
They're like, yeah, we seen that Nana interview.
Hell yeah.
The delegation, man. Break down what that is. I know that's the movement. That's the, you know, kind of tell people what we can look forward to from the delegation.
So it's more so like a creative collective of mm-hmm. myself and my friends, you know, my photographer Kayla, who shoots all of my covers.
Shout out, man.
Yeah. Amazing. My videographer Jimmy Stone, he does all the visualizers everybody sees. My DJ, who I've known since I was going to Audubon. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? So just a lot, we putting together a lot of stuff. We actually just shot a short film that we got coming, you know, and just ideas, you know, a lot of creativity.
The short film coincides with the project,
yes,
right?
Okay. It does.
Because,
I mean,
I'm just, obviously, you sent it to us, so I got a chance to check it out.
Sir.
And I kind of wanted to talk about it, but I don't know if you want to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know, it goes along with some of the stories, obviously, that plays along with the tracks. Kind of give people the background of it, because, and I don't want to give it away, man. When does it drop?
It drops on on Monday, this upcoming Monday.
Okay, so by the time this is out, it'll be out. Okay.
It'll be out.
So kind of talk about the duality of the two people that were going through. Because you look like at that. It, and at first, and mind you, I'm driving while I'm kind of watching it, so I'm not really watching it. So I'm listening to the stories, and phenomenal job of that, first and foremost. I feel like your projects are always like a movie in a sense, right? So it played off of that as well. But I'm looking at it thinking this is you, right?
Yeah.
But then it's your brother. Like, talk about that in his lifestyle and in your lifestyle. You're in there, you know, writing and going with the rapping.
Yeah.
He's experiencing life, right? You know what I'm saying? Experiencing people, some things happening. Yes. He's witnessing it, right? Yeah. So talk about those two perspectives and why you felt like it was important to kind of paint that narrative.
Well, what's so funny is that, like, in real life, like in my real life, I was both.
Word. Okay.
So it's a representation. So that's why,
I was both.
Like, I lived both lives, you know? I was blessed enough to be able to find something that I was extremely passionate about to choose the latter, right? So I, you know, chose, you know, what you see, you know, me doing here today, music, you know? But a lot of people aren't so fortunate to be able to identify with something that they're passionate about or find a healthy way of expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. So they get caught up in XYZ, end up in somebody's cemetery or somebody's prison.
Right.
So that's what it's all about. You know, just showcasing the duality of how growing up, where we grow up, it's not hard at all to get caught up in what my little brother was getting caught up in, and, you know, thinking that what the bigger homies was doing was thinking that the information that they was giving you was the right information. As you saw, it was like, yo, man. You can't pay for that.
Right.
You can't take care of moms in school, you know.
And the thing that they play on that narrative, like the youth is trying to do something positive. But it's like the reality is like, yo, I'm not really making no money like that going to school. Exactly. So it's like, do you want to pay for these bills right now?
Right.
Or do you want to come do this mission, you know, and make some money. So it's like, I think you hit on it. I think it's dope that you kind of talked about it and really like showcased it, because these are real life stories that are happening.
Right.
You
know
what
I mean?
Did you just see the thing that's what Joe Biden said he was going to forgive, like $1 trillion in student loans?
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll see what happens. I will see, man.
Yeah, Joe Biden said a lot of shit.
He said a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but a couple of milestones for you. MLB The Show 2022.
Yes.
Very big deal. Congratulations. Thank you. Talking about since we last spoke to you.
Yeah.
Also, the Cypher with Sway.
Yeah. Huge.
That's one of them ones, I would assume, for somebody like you,
definitely,
right?
Definitely. I honestly was so happy to see, like, I wasn't the only West Coast representation there.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I saw Jason Cash there.
Yep.
He got off.
Shout out to Gina Views.
Yeah. I was very happy to see Gina.
Yeah.
I was so happy to see Gina, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like with what we do, you don't see a lot of women that are passionate about the rap shit.
About the rap shit.
I'm making niggas rap.
Make niggas rap! I'm making you niggas rap.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So to have seen her there and to, like, you know, be there, and she was Sway. You know what I'm saying? Like, as happy as we are about being there, I know she's probably even happier.
Oh, no, she cried and all that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But we got some stuff in store.
Yes, sir.
So, you know what time it is, right?
You really going to do this? Because I say, man, be honest.
Not again, man.
PB, you got the footage from the last one.
Not again, man.
You got the footage from the last one?
Here we go.
I think we might just need to roll that.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah.
I tried to give you a pass, bro.
Damn.
I tried to give you a pass from the last homegrown head scratcher when you came in live.
I feel like I'm
redeem yourself, Nana.
I'm ready.
The homies from the district was calling the radios. The homies was calling up here like, bro, what the fuck is he talking about on the radio?
If you're watching this on YouTube, PB cut to the film, all right? Show a little bit of that, all right? If you are listening on the podcast, go to YouTube and check out the footage that you about to see. All right, so now the homegrown head scratcher. Updated edition.
These are elementary school test questions.
He knows this.
Three of them.
The Dorsey High legend.
What's funny is that they don't really be elementary school.
Oh, no, they are elementary school. I make sure that I pull them from elementary school website.
That's crazy.
Elementaryschoolquestions.com.
All right, I'm ready.
Ready?
That's not a website.
Even if you don't know, take a moment and just guess.
Okay.
All right. Give us time to make fun of you. For the editing. You know what I'm saying? All right. We need to make you look as stupid as possible. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Before you...
Don't give him the sauce.
All right. What are... You ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
What are preserved bones of extinct animals called?
Hit me with another bone question.
Come on now.
Fossils.
That's good.
We go.
He looked at me and he looked at you like, oh shit, did I fuck up again?
I was like, damn, that got too quick, but yeah.
All right. What is the smallest state in the United States?
So Hawaii?
No. Why he always got that dumbfounded look on his face?
The smallest state in the United States. Maine.
No.
One smaller than Maine.
Maine not really that small, low key. I mean, it is, but not really.
I mean,
really.
It's smaller than Hawaii, so.
Well.
The smallest state in the United States?
Well, yeah, the states are united.
I ain't even going to take another guess because I'm going to sound stupid as hell.
Rhode Island.
Wow. Yes. I mean, I was close.
You know what I'm saying?
Maine was right there.
He was on the East Coast. Yeah, he was on the East Coast.
I was, you know.
Well, just everything on the East Coast is smaller than it is on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I like the way you just threw that shot in there. Listen here, New York City.
No, I'm fucking with y'all.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Last one. What is the only mammal that lays eggs?
Come on.
You're never going to get this. Redeem yourself, Nana.
You got this.
He's never going to. If you get this, bro, I'll probably get up and punch you in the fucking face.
Damn.
Damn, what the hell? That don't sound like a reward.
Right.
To
yeah.
Me.
Because that mean he like he really can read minds or do some car counting or something, and he not making us rich.
The only mammal that can lay eggs.
Yes.
The only mammal that can lay eggs.
Is that what you sound like on the toilet?
I'm gonna say.
Why are you looking over there?
Nobody over there.
Yes, go.
I'm looking at the guy. I'm looking at him like, hey, give me a little.
He ain't gonna get no hint.
He don't fucking know. Shake the camera back and forth. You don't know.
Only mammal that can lay eggs. I don't know.
Guess.
I
don't know. One. You gotta guess something.
I can't even.
Bro, you over there stuck on stupid right now. Just guess.
The only mammal that can lay eggs.
If you don't give this nigga the buzzer.
Ain't a penguin.
Is that your answer?
Is it a penguin?
No.
I don't know. Shit.
The answer is the duck-billed platypus.
Oh, hell. Wait. But a penguin is a mammal, though, right?
Yes.
And a penguin lays eggs.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
I
thought it was penguin. That's why I'm like, okay.
It says the only mammal that can lay eggs is the duck-billed platypus.
Man. We done reverse this thing on him. He don't even know.
Oh, I never know. I'm not supposed to know the answer. What the fuck you mean? I'm asking the questions.
Hold on. So now we got to look up if penguins actually lay eggs. And penguins are mammals, right?
I thought penguins were mammals. I could have sworn that was like...
Are penguins mammals?
You gonna do Siri?
I found this on the web.
Here we go.
Penguins are not mammals.
Bullshit. Wow,
birds.
Bullshit. No. Hold on. See, I'm not. I can't let it roll. What you mean?
Don't let it go.
What you mean?
Nah, man.
They're birds, fool.
Nah, penguins is mammals. That's what they told us.
Who told you that?
Okay. It says penguins are not mammals, but birds. They are different from mammals in that they have feathers instead of hair or fur. Okay. All right.
So leave me the fuck alone.
No, motherfucker. You just Googled that shit too. You didn't know either.
I just told you, stupid niggas, I didn't know. I literally said, I don't know.
I'm just letting you know now, we all look crazy than the motherfucker.
I don't care about
as long as I'm not the only one, cool. I'm good.
That's cool. This ain't gonna make the edit. That's all good.
bullshit.
It's gonna stop
us. Nah, bullshit. We letting everything fly.
All right, from the district to the world.
Yes, sir.
Out right now, obviously, man, if we always say this, but I want you to kind of end the show off this way, man. The year can't end without Nana doing what?
The year can't end without Nana dropping another project.
Damn.
Which means Nana has something up his sleeves.
A few things.
A couple of things.
Couple things.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, more.
Are you on Kendrick album? I'm asking everybody because fuck it, we don't know.
Are you Mr. Morale? Yeah. Are you a big stepper? Are you a big stepper?
When Lil Pump come up here tomorrow, are you on Kendrick album?
album?
You not on Kendrick album, are you?
G Lang, what's that? What we doing?
What the fuck is going on?
Are you Mr. Morale?
Are you a stepper?
Mr. Morale, are you a big stepper? One or the above, all right? Somebody knows something, right? Yo, Nana, I appreciate you always coming
thank
through,
man,
showing up for the homegrown homies. Tell moms, thank you again. Shout out her business too, man. She gave us some
products on Washington and Western, man. You know what I'm saying? They got everything you need. You need
beauty supply.
Yeah. Beauty supply.
Shout out to moms.
Black owned. Been in the community for over 30 years. So
they got a website. You know,
www.africanimage.com.
There you go.
Image.com. Nana, I appreciate you, man. Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Ed. We'll catch y'all next time.
Yes, sir.